Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Now, it's so good to have Don back. We missed you, Don. And it's so good to see you all here. Well, and Maggie being here for the first time and her mom and dad. But to see you all here on this Mother's Day, it's great to see you all, to be here to worship God. What a great way to start the day. So there was a question. Why did God make mothers? Why did God make mothers? And this question was asked to a second grade class in a Sunday school. And some of the little kids answered, well, she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. Mostly to clean the house, to help us out of there when we get born, or to work at home and to work at work. Daddy only works at work. So some of these answers are very interesting. Joan told me today, remember when my son Luke was maybe like 3 years old and she was sleeping and she felt a tug on her fingers and she looked and there was our son Luke and he said, Mommy, I love you. I love you. And then we have a niece named Maddie who tells her mother, I love your fingers. I love your feet. I love your eyes. I love you so much. I can't get enough of you. Mothers are special. Yes, mothers are pretty special. And today, we honor our mothers. We honor, but more than that, we have an opportunity to honor all Christian women. Look here. I think that women outnumber us by a lot right now. But the good Christian women, by their nurture, by sharing the faith passed on to children who pass it on to their children, and grandchildren, and they pass on hopefully to their families. I know that personally, I would not have the confidence in the love of God, especially in life when life comes at you and there's sometimes when you doubt and there's pain. One thing I never doubted was the love of my mother and Dolores. She, I know through her, I know that my Heavenly Father is loving. I know it through my wife, Joan, the way she raised our boys. And a lot of times because of my call, I was away from home, she raised two wonderful boys. She showed them unconditional love, and they turned out to be two, I think, outstanding young men. I'm so proud. And all of you, I see so many, the women here, the way they love their spouses, their friends, how they love the church. I was talking to Eileen. She said, well, I don't have any kids. Yes, you do. You have a whole church family full of kids. And you make the table every Sunday and with the bulletins and greeting. The nurturing of women is just remarkable. And you read in the Gospels, this is not new. I mean, Jesus, especially in the Gospel of Luke, there were many women who worked with Jesus and the apostles. And some were apostles. I mean, who was the first preacher of Easter? Who was that, do you know? Who was the first preacher of Easter? Mary Magdalene. It was a woman. And the guys at first didn't believe her. St. Paul, in his letters, he talks so much about the women that were with him in ministry and the women who prophesied, which is another way of saying women who preached in the churches, women who were leaders in the church. In Acts, he talks about Dorcas being an apostle. In Romans, St. Paul sends greetings to his co-disciples, Phoebe, who's a deacon in the church. And through his missionary journeys, Paul worked with many women, Judea and Priscilla. In Romans 16:7, Paul mentions Junia or Julia, who was a leader of a house church. You know, in the first few hundred years of Christianity, we were all one. St. Paul says it was no longer male nor female, barbarian or Pythian. We're all one, male and female. We're all one in Christ, all one. And in the early church, there was a sense of equality with women and children and men. We were all children of God, brothers and sisters, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, there was no men or women were involved in the military, because there was no women, Christians would not be involved with anything that would hurt people or kill people. But then, in the Edict of Milan, Constantine made the whole empire Christian. And at that time, pastors start wearing like Roman robes, like I'm wearing now. And men were elevated, and it became very patriarchal. And women were like second-class citizens. Thank God that's changing. In fact, in our Lutheran church, for 51 years now, we've had female preachers and leaders of the church, male and female, that the Spirit is with all of us, and we need to celebrate all of us. In fact, you know the Greek word for Holy Spirit? It could be translated her, not him, because of the power and nurturing of that Spirit. You know, men have that responsibility too, but we never had that experience, the pain and the joy of physically giving birth. That's something that's very, very sacred. In fact, they said if men had to do that, there'd be zero population. We wouldn't have any children. In today's gospel reading, Jesus promises that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in Jesus' name, will come. And as a church, we celebrate that in 2 weeks on Pentecost. I hope you have the banners ready, Don. We have those banners to celebrate Pentecost. The power, the life, the energy of the love of the Father, the Abba, for the Son. That's spread out in the Holy Spirit. It's going to give to us. The same Spirit of Jesus will be in us and with us. The same one we received at baptism. The Holy Spirit, which is that love, that power. And what Jesus says today, that Spirit, which will lead us not to know one thing, not to know two things, but to know everything, and to remind us of all that Jesus said and all that Jesus did. Christian women, wives, mothers, single, grandmothers, daughters, you represent that Holy Spirit. Men, we have this responsibility too, but today we focus on the power of the Spirit through the spirituality of women. Christian women are so important to proclaim the gospel. You know, when a baby's baptized here, we give the baby the baptism certificate, and we also give them a book, Water Come Down. And Water Come Down is written by a wonderful Lutheran pastor and writer, Walter Wengren. And he also wrote a book, if you ever get the Book of God, which is very, very good. But anyhow, he shares in one of his writings about when he was a little boy. And his mother took him to church every week. And he'd see people leaving church with smiles on their faces. And they knew Jesus. And he said he never met or knew Jesus. He wanted to know Jesus, but he didn't know Jesus. So he searched in the church. He searched in the Sunday school, all the Sunday school rooms, no Jesus. He searched in the pulpit when the pastor wasn't around. He looked in the no Jesus. He looked in the pews and under the pews, no Jesus. So one Sunday, he snuck away from his mother and he thought, he can go to one of the holiest places in the church. A place where he never dared to go before. The women's restroom. And he went in and he looked under the stalls. No Jesus. And he was so disappointed. He went back, he got back to the sanctuary about the time when his mother was receiving Holy Communion. And he saw her receive the bread and the wine, and she had a smile on her face, went back to the pew. And he got close to her and wanted to know, how can I get Jesus? And he smelled the wine on her breath. And he said, Mommy, what's that? What's that? She said, what's what? That smell. Oh, she said, that's Jesus in me. That's Jesus in me. And he knew Jesus was there in his mother. How many of you, through your grandmother, through your mothers, have found and experienced Jesus? How many people do you think, because of you, will smell or experience Jesus? I'd like us to take a moment, kind of close our eyes, and I want you to remember and think of the women, maybe the women around you now, maybe your mothers who are in heaven or grandparents. Maybe it's a teacher or a female pastor. But think of those women that have let you know Jesus. Not know about Jesus, to know Jesus. So just take a moment of quiet and see if you can remember or think about that. And to thank God for those women. In closing, I'd like to share with you words from a hymn, from a hymnal. It's called "Mothering God, You Gave Me Birth." Hymn 735. Mothering God, you gave me birth in the bright morning of the world. Creator, source of every breath, you are my rain, my wind, my sun. Mothering Christ, you took my form, offering me the food of light and grain of life and grape of love, your very body for my peace. Mothering Spirit, nurturing one, in arms of patience, hold me close, so that in faith I root and grow until I flower, until I know. Today we thank God and take time to thank God for the wonderful women in our lives that have shared Christ. The women who helped us not just know about Jesus, the women who helped us know Jesus. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.